Hey, everybody. Welcome to the 14th annual quarterly Random Chatter movie draft. We are going to... Okay, that made no sense. But that's okay, because neither will the rest of this episode. We are going to be doing our spring 2017 movie draft. We have a selection of 23 movies over the next three months. I'm sorry, that's going to be for April, May, and June. And we have four hosts from the Random Chatter Network here to battle it out over films. And as our moderator, we have Joel Welch, the winner of the winter movie draft.
So what did I win again, Eric?
You won getting to take time out of your personal life and busy schedule to come here and herd cats.
Winter winner chicken dinner.
Yes. And I don't know, maybe we'll get you a round of drinks at Celebration or something.
Right, like I drink.
So you need to go round? Right.
I bet we could talk you into it. I bet we could.
I don't know. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see what we can do. So, I mean, technically it's not even over yet, but the other movie draft is over.
Oh, it's over.
Yeah. I don't see anyone.
I think we're fighting it out for second, third, and fourth, I think.
Yeah. It's the race for second right now. So, we are going to implement a new rule.
Uh-oh.
Yes. The only thing is we haven't actually discussed the rule yet, so maybe we shouldn't implement it. We were talking about the issue.
You're the grand poobah. You can do whatever you want.
Well, yeah, but... I guess the four of us could come to a decision for this particular movie draft as kind of a beta test, and then we could see how well it works, and then we could decide to officially and permanently implement it going forward. The issue is Star Wars Rogue One. Joel, do you remember how much it brought in?
I think, something like, $20 billion.
About I think it's at $19 billion right now, yeah. So there's a point at which it's, even if you bid all 100 of your credits on that one movie, you still had a really good chance of winning.
It was a good investment, I give you that.
It was. And I can't believe the rest of you guys let him have it for only 50-some credits. That's... But anyway, so we had talked before about whether to take the Star Wars movies out of the draft entirely. But then people want the bigger movies in the draft. That's part of what makes it interesting. So we were thinking, okay, so once a movie makes a certain amount of money, then everything else in that series gets retired, kind of like retiring the sports jersey. Lou, that's a thing, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good. I just... sports reference. Okay, so retiring the jersey, so to speak. But then people pointed out, well, yeah, but then, we want to include things like Guardians of the Galaxy and the Aliens movies and, et cetera. So someone, I don't remember who it was it Kyle? Suggested having a cap. Maybe it was Jared. So the idea is when you get movies like Rogue One, or we're going to have Star Wars Episode 8, The Last Jedi, coming out at the end of this year. The idea is you only count the first X $100 million toward the draft. So it still counts. It still counts a lot, but it doesn't get ridiculous. So do you guys have any objections if we say for any given movie in the draft, we only count the first, let's say, $400 million.
I like that idea because it means that even if there's a lower movie that we don't expect to get that much, if it happens to do it, then it's not unfair to say, oh, how do you know that it would make X amount of dollars?
Right.
Cap, yeah. Because it still includes everything, but there's a limit.
Okay.
I mean, that's probably a good number to go with, $400 million, because anything above and beyond that is kind of, wow, really out there. And I'm looking at Box Office Mojo at the moment. There's only 25 movies of all time that have ever been over $400 million.
Right.
So we're not talking about a thing happening a lot. It's when we look through this list, not to give away anybody's secrets here, but what do we think here is going to do over $400 million?
Definitely Baywatched.
Definitely Baywatched. Yeah.
Got my money.
I mean, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Yeah.
I don't think the Transformers, I mean, Wonder Woman in theory could, but I think that might
Wonder
be
Woman.
A bit optimistic. I mean, a lot of these bigger tentpole movies, you're looking at probably 250 to 300 and something million.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I mean, and that I think is you know, where
that's
you put
fair.
The money. And, you know, a movie like Rogue One, of course, went out and did a whole boatload of stuff. It's $531 million right now.
Right.
But, yeah, cap it at $400 million, I think, is a good way to go.
Okay. All right. Mike, any objections to that?
No, I think that is a fair rule.
Okay. All right, so we're going to go with that. Only the first $400 million of any given movie is going to count toward the draft. Now, we just had a discussion with all of the different players, and I didn't introduce any of them. So first off, there's me. I'm Eric. Hi, everybody. I do the Random Chatter and Echo Base shows. We are also joined tonight by Mike Templeton. Mike, how you doing tonight?
I am ready to go.
All right. And you are on a bunch of other shows on the network that I'm not on, which makes me very sad.
Hey, you know, maybe someday we'll do a show.
That's true. We'll have to. We'll have to. So you are on the Retro Convo.
The Retro Convo, the award-nominated Ghost Stories, the Rebels podcast, mm-hmm. and the Outer Rim.
Yes. And is the voting for the Star Wars Podcast Awards is open through April 1st. Is that correct?
Through April 1st. So okay. If everyone could head on over to StarWarsPodcastAwards.com to vote, that would be fantastic.
Yes.
Vote early, vote often.
Please do. Well, it won't be early anymore. By the time you're hearing this episode, it's going to be like you're going to need to drop what you're doing and pull up the website and go vote for it. Just do a Google search for Star Wars Podcast Awards, and it'll take you right to it.
Eric, have you voted yet?
I have.
Okay, good.
Yes, and thank you for asking. All right, we also have Lou. Lou, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well.
All right. And you're on some podcasts, but none of them are important enough to mention. So
no,
moving on.
Also, you know, introduced me as the winner of the inaugural movie draft.
Yeah, I was going to skip over that. The beta test.
No, the inaugural. I'm just saying, I mean, you know.
But that word's so hard to say. I like just saying beta test. Now we've got Chris. Chris, how you doing?
I have a milkshake, so I'm really good.
Okay, now you brought up your Sonic milkshake again. When I'm sitting here with my supper, which is cold ramen noodles that I'm not even going to get to eat for the next hour and a half.
Everybody, Chris?
So you're down to 96 credits
now. Boys to the yard.
Chris, we're dropping you down to 96 credits.
Okay. So it is not that great of a milkshake is what you're saying.
I mean, it's okay. It was half price, so you really can't beat it.
Did I say 96 credits? I mean, he has 95 credits. That's
or
what I meant.
59, if you reverse that.
I love their, every time I go there, I get a 44-ounce Diet Coke with vanilla. That's my thing. The problem is, for some reason, here in Connecticut, I am in the one spot where everything I want is an hour away. If I want Sonic, it's an hour away in like three or four different directions. If I want Chick-fil-A, it's an hour away. If I want Tex-Mex, it's an hour away. Actually, on the border, I think, is 48 minutes away. Chipotle, which a lot of people don't even like, an hour away. Doesn't matter. So, you know, we've got McDonald's and Taco Bell, and...
You're in the bad part of Connecticut, I guess.
Hey, Connecticut sounds like a wasteland.
No, I got all the good stuff near me.
It is!
Part of Orange County, where I'm between. Two Sonics.
Ooh.
Hush.
Okay, guys, what's Sonic?
It's Sonic like it's like Tim Hortons, but not as popular.
Is it like on like in airports or
no? It's also not in gas stations. It's not anything like Tim Hortons. I lied completely. For those who don't know, Joel is our resident Canadian, and I like to make Tim Hortons jokes because. A, there are so many Tim Hortons in Canada, you'd think that fuels the cars up there. They're donuts. And B, I'm half Canadian, so I get to make some jokes, and it's not like, you know, it's not going to cause an international incident or anything. So I guess we should move on with the draft, though, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So here's how this works. If you've never listened to this before, we take a selection of films that will be coming out over the next 3 months. And we are trying to focus on primarily the mainstream films that are going to get wide release. And our moderator, who in this case is Joel, because Joel won the previous season's movie draft, so he becomes the moderator for this new one. Joel has a randomized list of these films. He will be introducing them one by one, and the rest of us will be bidding on these films. Now, we each have 100 credits, or fictitional money, that we can use to bid on a selection of films. And the idea is that we will select a pool for ourselves that will generate the largest overall box office for the season. So that is the goal. Whoever has the winning bid for a particular film adds that film to their pool. So, any questions? I think we've all done this often enough that we should be good to go. All right. So, I'm going to turn the reins over to Joel. And good luck to everyone. And we'll see you at the finish line.
Okay, gentlemen, start your engines, because the first movie of the movie draft is Cars number 3. Opening June 16th. It's a Pixar Walt Disney Pictures production. If you haven't seen Cars 1 or Cars 2, you're really missing something. So who's going to open up the bids?
The drop 5.
Hmm. 5 to Mike.
I'll go 10 on this.
Okay, Eric has 10 for Cars. Come on.
That teaser, did you guys see that first teaser? Was that not like the creepiest thing ever?
Which movie did take a dark turn?
It did take a dark turn. Who bid 12? Was that Mike?
Yeah, that Mike. Mike. Bid 12 for Mike?
Hmm. Mike? 13 for Lou.
Okay.
15. I want it.
No, wait, Mike has 15. Mike's in the lead with 15 credits.
I'll go 16.
Ooh, some action happening. Eric has it for 16.
It's hard to bet against a Pixar film.
It is.
Yeah. There's definitely a race on right now.
Yeah.
What's the bidding at?
16 for
me.
Eric, right?
Yep, yeah. For Eric.
I'll go 17.
Ooh. Okay, 17 for Lou. Going once. Going twice. Lou 18. Has it. Ooh, Mike gets in.
18 for Mike at the end.
Oh, the drama. Okay, so Mike has it for 18.
Hmm.
We hear a 19.
I'll do 20.
20. Okay, someone needs to bring down the checker flag soon. Is it going to be Eric with 20?
20 credits. See, it's tough this time because there's only 23 movies.
Yeah.
And that's a big bunch of your money.
So that's here, about
man,
five.
I don't have a Ninja Turtles movie to bet on this time. So.
I know, right?
I know, yeah. Mike's going to save his money for what?
So it's about 5 movies per person.
Going once?
20 is the number, right?
Yep.
Yes. Tick tock. Tick tock. Okay. Eric has it for 20. Going once. Going twice. Sold to Eric for 20 credits. Cars number 3.
Yay.
And the fans go wild.
All right.
Okay. A deafening silence there.
Man, we want to
personally, I think it's too much.
You think it's too much?
Yeah, I think Cars is one of the weaker Pixar franchises, and people are just tired of it now.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Oh, it did. No, go ahead.
School is out. You got to look at some other demographic issues, too. School is out, and there's not a lot of other kids' movies in several weeks before or after.
That is true.
And the last one made $191 million, so.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think 20 is, you know, not a horrible bid. I don't think I would have gone much higher than that.
I think you probably get that for a pretty good number.
Yeah, I'm not upset about it.
Not like you bid 50 on Batman v Superman or something.
That brought in a lot of money.
True.
I didn't know it was going to suck. It's not my fault. I mean, freaking Warner Brothers make good movies.
Are we still ribbing you for Hardcore Henry?
No, that's stopped.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And that's going to come up.
Been a while since I've done these movie drafts, so.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for that, Mike.
Hey, not a problem.
I still haven't seen it. I gotta watch that. Okay, what's up next, Joel?
Okay, things are taking shape because the next movie is The Circle. It's opening April 28th. It stars Emma Watson and Tom Hanks. And it's a story about a woman who lands a dream job at a powerful tech company called The Circle, only to uncover a nefarious agenda that will affect the lives of her friends, her family, and that of humanity itself. Oh, and there's also a British actor, John Boyega, is in that as well. So, and a tagline is, this is cool, it's knowing is good, knowing everything is better.
That's what I keep telling my wife.
Too bad you don't.
Yeah.
I'll go two. Two for Luke.
Two for Luke.
Three.
Okay, Mike has it for three. Do we hear a four? Come on, it's Emma Watson and Tom Hanks.
I'll go four.
I'll go five.
Okay, Eric has it for five right now.
I'll do six.
Six for Chris. So you take Facebook and Google and you make a movie of both companies, and then you look at it as more of a shadowy organization that's going to rule the world, and you have The Circle. You're only going to pay six credits. Ugh, I can hear the hackers now.
Well, there's already movies like this out there. I mean...
Yeah, but it's got Tom Hanks. And, yeah, and look at what, I mean, look at how well Sully did.
It's America's sweetheart, Tom Hanks.
Actually, Bill Paxton's in it. He plays the one, Emma's father. I'm not sure how large a role he's in it, but he's still in the movie.
What's the bidding up to?
Six.
Six right now.
Six. Well, let's turn it up to seven.
Okay, Mike has bid seven credits.
Seven for Mike.
I'll
go eight.
Okay, Lou has eight. It's based off of a book, so that's something. So it's an adaptation.
I would go higher if I hadn't already bid on something and won it, because now I'm...
Now you're
I need to save some credits where you guys don't have to yet. So
Lou has it for eight credits. Do we hear a nine? Come on, let's go full circle. Okay, so Lou going once.
I think 10 would be a nice round number if someone wanted to.
Round circle. Yeah, okay, nice.
Well, and 10 actually has a circle in the number. So.
It would shape up nicely.
It would.
But no, I'm not hearing anything.
Mm.
Okay. Lou has it for eight credits. Going once. Going twice. And it's three times. Lou just won himself the Circle movie.
All right.
Eight credits.
All right. I think that might be a steal. I don't know.
Yeah, it's tough to say.
I mean, Emma Watson's going to help it. Tom Hanks, I don't think, sadly, will anymore. But
I think Tom Hanks still draws. I mean,
no, I think he definitely does.
We'll see.
Yeah, I think it depends on the movie. Like Sully, I think it was more nobody wanted to see the content.
Sully still did $125 million. I mean,
well, that's
better than some movies out there.
That's true. All right.
All right. Moving on. Now, okay, guys, take a second, take a deep breath, because this is going to be one of the major movies. Okay, I don't want anyone fainting right now. Okay, and please try to remain calm. But it's the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume Number 2 by Marvel Studios and Walt Disney Pictures. It's opening May 5th. So digest that. Think about
30.
It. 30 for Lou.
32.
32 for Eric.
35.
Ooh, Mike comes in with 35 as a bid.
36.
40. Hey. I'll go 40.
41 for Chris.
42.
Everyone wants this one.
Mm-hmm. I'll do 43.
I'll do 44 for Lou.
45.
50 for Lou.
Wow, and we've hit the 50 mark. I think that's only happened, let's see, twice in the last draft, once in the draft before that. And did it happen more than once in the inaugural?
I don't think it happened at all in the inaugural.
I don't think it did either.
No, I think we were much more conservative back then.
Yeah. 51.
I'll do 51.
I just did 51.
Eric beat you.
So Chris has bid 52. He has some Infinity Stones, I can tell you that.
How long have you been sitting on that joke, Joel?
About 2 seconds.
I'm sure he's got a list of jokes he's waiting.
He's got it scripted.
53 for Lou.
Lou has been 53.
Wow. So we've got, okay, so we didn't do this at the beginning of the show here, but the big tent poles, we've got Guardians, Alien Covenant, Wonder Woman, Cars 3, Transformers The Last Knight, Despicable Me 3. You might be able to argue The Fate of the Furious and Pirates of the Caribbean. Well, and The Mummy, I guess that would count as, so we've got several tent poles here. Oh,
I'll go 55.
Wow, 55.
That's out of this world.
Ha ha.
55. Jeez.
That one's going to make out like a bandit.
I'm telling you, he's got these scripted. I can see the paper from here.
55.
Okay, so far it's 55 credits. The bid is with Chris.
I think I'm going to let you have it.
A Marvel like this for 55 credits.
All right, Lou.
I don't know. They're projecting $160 million opening weekend. How far into our draft is that coming out?
It could do as well as Batman versus Superman.
That midway through.
No, not midway through.
May 5th.
Yeah, okay, so a third of the way through.
55. I mean, I imagine that's going to be the biggest of the bunch out of our draft.
I mean, it's that and Wonder Woman.
And Alien Covenant.
Yeah, but I mean, of those movies, I think Guardians is going to do the best, don't you guys?
It'll do the best. I'm just thinking if you could nail down a collection of other tentpoles.
Yeah, but
I think if anything, Wonder Woman is the biggest competition.
I hate to say it, but Transformers The Last Knight will do well, even though I don't want to see it do well. Tom Cruise with The Mummy. Believe it or not, I think it's going to do well.
I think so too. Yeah. I don't know. $55 though. I don't know. I'm tempted to let him have it for that.
Yeah. Someone should gun this movie.
I'm gun this movie.
That's a good one.
Oh boy.
I like that one.
Okay. So Chris has 55 credits as a bid. Take a deep breath. Please just go in once. Going twice.
I'll do 56.
Oh. 56.
That's nuts. All right, so Eric has it for 56. Going once.
And Joel's run out 57. Of bad puns. Oh. Oh. Hmm.
You guys are blowing your wad all the way at the top of the show.
Hey, Chris, don't be a brat.
Okay. Pretty much. I mean, okay. The first one only did 333 million.
I wonder if I can troll Chris all the way up to 70.
That could backfire.
All right, what are we at, 57?
57 for Chris.
Oh, Chris did go 57, huh?
Yeah, he did.
Yes. I didn't hear that.
Yeah, okay, he can have it.
Once. So Chris has it for 57 credits, going once, going twice. Sold to Chris for 57 credits.
Congratulations, Chris.
I was thinking about going higher, and then I remembered we have that 400 million cap.
I was thinking about that, too, and I thought about the cap, too. I went, oh, wait a minute. But still, $400 million cap for a movie would be a nice feather to have in your
it would.
Portfolio.
Yep.
All I think Chris has got a good movie there. We'll see what it does. 57.
57. All right. So Chris has 43 credits left. I've got 80. Lou, you've got 92, and Mike has 100.
Mike's waiting for Rough Night to come up. I can see.
And we've only got three movies out of the way so far.
All right. Move on to the fourth movie. It's a wonder. It's Wonder Woman. And an Amazon princess leaves her island home to explore the world, and in doing so, becomes one of the world's greatest heroes.
And I will start the bidding at 30.
Ooh. 30. Now, keep in mind, the star of this movie is not only Gal Gadot, I might mispronounce her name, but Robin Wright's in this movie. And I love Robin Wright. So I want you guys to actually bid high because of that, okay? Okay.
I'll go 32.
32 for Lou.
35 for Mike.
Oh, Mike's trying to lasso this in. 35 for Mike. Come on. So Mike has it right now for 35 credits. It doesn't come with an invisible plane, mind you, but it is going to be a good movie. 35 credits.
Well, and Zack Snyder's not directing.
No, it's just he helped with the story.
Oh, never mind. Yeah, no, I'm done. Forget it.
The director is Patty Jenkins.
So who was originally supposed to do Thor: The Dark World.
Ooh, nice.
What are we up to?
35 credits. And that's from Mike, I believe.
Thirty-six.
36. Lou just came in for 36.
Is fine.
37. Back to Mike with 37.
It's such a gamble with this one, though.
I mean, there's a lot going for it. It's the first... You know, first time Wonder Woman is going to be on screen.
Yeah, I mean,
in her own kind of thing. It's the first female-led superhero movie.
I know, but if word of mouth isn't good, it's going to bomb hard. I mean, opening weekend is going to be great.
Like any movie will, yeah.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, looking back so far at the track record that Warner Brothers has with their comic book movies, I don't know.
Okay, I heard a bit of 39. Is that from you, Mike?
No, it was Lou.
Lou? Okay.
Now Mike is going to bid 40.
40. See, someone's opining for this movie. Isn't Chris opine? No, forget. Okay, 40 for credits for Mike so far. I'm gonna make this right.
That was your Robin Wright joke, was it?
Yeah, it was.
he's
sorry, I flew right over my head.
He's really trying to rope us in with these now.
I love The Princess Bride. That's my favorite movie of all time, nearly. And yeah, so.
Oh, then you should have loved our Princess Bride episode of the Retro.
Oh, I did. I actually sent you compliments on Twitter.
That's right, you did.
I want to jump in on this one?
42 for Lou.
You don't.
Lou has it for 42 currently.
Does he? Because I think Mike's got it for 43.
Was it 43?
Mike really wants this one, I see.
Ooh. Mike's trying to be a hero. So far, it's Mike with 43 credits.
It's getting harder and harder for me to jump in here.
It's getting even harder because I'm going to go 45.
I think that might have been my cap on this one.
That's walking around money, Lou. Come on now.
It is.
Yeah.
Where are you going next?
I think I'll go one more. 46.
46.
Okay, Mike. Mike has it for 46. Do I hear a 47?
Yeah, I'll go 47.
Do I hear a 48?
I think you do.
Wow. That is no think. This do or do not. Is it 48?
No think.
It'll be 48.
We have 48. Mike has it for 48.
Come on, Eric. Water's fine. You coming in?
I don't know. I think once it passed 45, it's starting to get to the deep end for me.
The waters of Themyscira are beautiful this time of year.
I'll go 50. Wow. Okay, Lou has it for 50 right now.
So the fourth movie in the draft, and we've already hit two that have crossed the 50 credit point.
Well, we're stacking the front with all these big movies, so.
Please tell me that wasn't a joke, Lou. We don't have an HR department. Okay. All right, Mike.
I think Lou, I think you put up a valiant battle here.
And Lou might just be the last of his kind. So 50 credits for Lou, going once, going twice. Sold to Lou, Wonder Woman, 50 credits.
I'm starting to regret not going higher on Guardians now. 50 credits for Lou.
Well, right. Any commentary, Lou? Any thoughts?
No, I'll wait and see what it does. I mean, I think it's got a good shot of doing really well in the box office. So,
I mean, this one is either going to do really well or really badly. I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of middle ground. Well, I mean, box office number wise, there's a little bit of middle ground because it's going to hit a certain amount no matter what.
It's going to do well. Period. I mean, whether it does phenomenally well, I don't know.
I think it'll hit Batman numbers.
That's kind of what I'm hoping.
I don't think it'll hit Superman versus Batman. If it does poorly, I mean, if it does really well, like if the movie is good, word of mouth will carry it far beyond that. But if it's a mediocre movie, like the inherent box office numbers that are built into this movie, I don't think are higher than Batman versus Superman.
I mean, never mind all the initial problems that it's having right now with people saying it's very much in the same vein as Batman v Superman.
Right. But I think it's going to do well. I think it's going to do in the range of Batman, Superman, Suicide Squad. You know, it's going to do upwards of 3.
All right.
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay. Moving on. This is our fifth movie selection of the evening. It's Amityville, The Awakening. Opening June 30th. So it's the Amityville horror genre. And so let's not bet against the house with this one. Do we have an opening bid?
Okay, I have not seen any of them before, but I'm guessing from the pun that it's about haunted houses.
Yeah,
it's Amityville Horror. Yes. Yeah,
okay. Yes. All right.
And it's a bunch of young actors, and I don't recognize any of these names. It's geared towards more young adults than anything else.
Ah, okay. I'll bid one.
Oh, bid.
Way to stick your neck out there.
I know, right? Eric.
It's by the Weinstein Company. This is good. Bella, her little sister, and her comatose twin brother moved to a new house with their single mom, Joanne, in order to save money to pay for her brother's expensive health care. Ooh, so it's current. And then when a strange phenomena begins to occur in the house, including a bunch of stuff, Belle suspects her mom isn't telling her everything. So Eric has this movie for one credit.
We can't let him have it for one, so I'll go two.
I was going to say no, but I'm not hearing anything. Is it?
Hey, this is okay. This is a horror show right now. Okay, it's rated R, so Lou has it for two.
I mean, so I'll go three.
Okay, so it's right now for Eric has it for three credits.
It's a race to the bottom.
Three whole credits.
That's a crime.
The tagline is, every house has a history. This one has a legend.
I think I'll let you have it for four.
Oh, I only bid three. I don't think anybody had four.
But you can have it for four, though, Eric.
Yeah. That's what I meant.
Okay, going once.
I'll go four.
Oh, I was hoping like we'd have like the lowest bid movie ever on a movie draft here.
I thought we had a three or a two go recently, didn't we?
I don't think we ever had a two.
I thought Derek got some really, really good steals last time, but they didn't pan out.
Yeah,
so.
they weren't that low. I think they were around five. We used to have a minimum bid of five. Wow. So this is up against Transformers comes out the week prior. Despicable Me comes out the same weekend. What else? It Comes at Night is another horror movie, but that comes out at the beginning of June, not the end of June. I don't know that I want to go too high on that one.
So our current bid is at four.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll do five.
Okay, over to Eric with five credits. Going once. Going twice. Sold to Eric for five credits.
I'm sure it'll do enough that five is not going to be a waste.
No, five won't kill you, but I couldn't let you take it for three.
I wanted to take it for three just for the novelty of taking something for three. I didn't even care about the movie that much. All right.
Okay, moving on. Are you guys ready? You wanted to like take a pause and so like take a deep breath in? Because the next movie could do very, very well.
Okay.
It's Canadian. It's about a sweet young couple from Paris, France. It's animated. It's called Leap. So don't leap off any tall buildings right now.
Oh, yeah, I know all about that movie.
Yeah, it's an orphan girl who dreams of becoming a ballerina and flees her rural Brittany for Paris, where she passes for someone else and accedes to the position of pupil student at a grand opera house. So it's a love story.
Okay, now you have to read. So it's Canadian, movie. And it happens in France. You have to read that in French.
Yeah, it's called Google Translate.
Smart
this
man.
This movie's gonna do awesome. I wish I had more than $42 to bid. Okay. But
yeah, it's I'm gonna screw up these actors' names. Elle Fanning, Kelly Ray Jepsen.
Elle Fanning.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's pretty known well actors for that certain generation.
What company is making this movie?
I'm trying to find that.
It's actually a bunch of new companies, it seems.
Yeah, Quad Productions, Main Journey, Caramel Film. Yeah, I haven't heard any of these production houses.
I'm on the wrong IMDb page.
Yeah. One.
Okay, we have one bid with one credit from Chris. I should note it's opening April 21st. So you can go to the Star Wars Celebration in Orlando, and just once you get back home, you can go immediately to see this movie.
They've got some nice theaters there in Orlando. You could go check it out there. Elle Fanning, Carly Rae Jepsen. Who else? Don't recognize anyone else, though. That's
Mel Brooks.
Cast. Oh yeah, Mel Brooks does. If you scroll down further here, he does do something.
A voice of some type, yeah.
Okay, I'll bid two.
Okay. Eric has bid two credits. Do I hear a three?
Chris will go three.
Okay. Chris has it for three so far. Three credits. Come on, you see the Eiffel Tower being built in this movie. How can you go wrong?
I'm okay with letting you have it for three. I saw the trailer for this the other night, and I was just not impressed.
Yeah. I would try to push you up higher, but then I don't want to get stuck with it. So
yeah, I was thinking the same thing. It might be a great movie, but it just doesn't really...
It's not going to succeed at the box office. Off of. Right. I mean, for this demographic, you've got Smurfs coming out 2 weeks sooner, and then you've got Guardians the week after, and nobody, like kids, I hate to say it, aren't really going to care about this story. So I think we've all conceded, I think. So it sounds like Chris has got it.
Okay, so Chris, for three credits, going once, going twice. Sold, Zuko Lores, c'est bien. Très bien.
That's fine.
Takes the leap.
I still don't know how you guys would let me have that for three.
You'll see. Wait until April 21st, and then you'll realize why we gave it to you for three.
Hey, it can't be as bad as Monster Trucks.
My son desperately wanted to see Monster Trucks. He does not want
Did
to
that
see
movie Leap. Come out already?
Yes.
Oh man.
Yeah, that was in our previous draft.
I can't believe I missed it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, moving on. This one's going to be interesting. It's going to be a film called Snatch. It opens May 12th. It's a British stylistic crime movie. A group of up-and-coming hustlers who stumble upon a truckload of stolen gold bullion are suddenly thrust into a high-stakes world of organized crime.
Wait a minute.
Wait.
We got the wrong Snatched.
I think so.
I think you've got Snatch, the one with Brad Pitt and...
No. That's an old one. No, this is... Okay. You have it down on a Snatch with an ED, but it's actually Snatched, according to IMDb. Oh,
nope.
Wait a second. No.
Okay, nope, it's Snatched. Right. Amy Schumer.
Okay, you're right. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yep.
Different movie.
You scared me there for a minute. I'm like, wait a minute. Did I watch the trailer for the wrong dang movie?
This movie sounds awfully familiar.
Yeah.
I was going to say, wow.
No, that's not.
And it was really good, too. Jason Statham's first, one of his first films, and it was.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
I'd rather have that than this.
Okay, let's move on.
That's the kind of bonus content you get in Random Chatter.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Snatch. Okay, May 12th with Amy Schumer and Gordon Hahn. It's a Mother's Day's weekend is a tagline. And the description is, when her boyfriend dumps her before their exotic vacation, a young woman persuades her ultra-cautious mother to travel with her to paradise with unexpected results.
Okay, now...
Maybe it's because I don't like Amy Schumer, but I think this movie looks so dumb.
So I don't know if Chris, I think Chris wasn't here yet, but when we were waiting to start the show, none of us had seen the trailer. So we went and we watched the trailer, or I think some of you listened to it. It was weird. This is being billed as an action comedy. And I did not see anything in the trailer that looked comedic at all.
I think it was the way the trailer was done. I think it's going to be a funny movie, but I, you know, her comedy is kind of an acquired taste.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
But it's not even that I didn't see anything that was humor and wasn't funny. I didn't even see any humor.
I will say this. I saw the trailer for this movie this past weekend when I went for free, by the way, to see Chips. And I thought Chips was funnier than anything I saw in the trailer.
Okay. So does that mean that Chips wasn't good or was good?
Was bad.
Okay.
I'm saying this movie looks worse. And again, it might be because I do not like Amy Schumer at all. I do not think she's funny.
I don't mind her as a stand-up, but she's gotten a little bit of soapbox-ish stuff going on lately. So, you know.
You guys aren't just, your guys aren't beach people.
Well, there's also two movies in our draft that are kind of similar, at least in the vein of the dark kind of comedy. You've got this one, and you've also got Rough Night with Kate McKinnon and Scarlett Johansson.
I'll bid one.
Okay, so Eric opens up the bidding with one credit for Snatched ED.
Eric just wants to get a movie for one.
I just want to get a movie for one.
So I'm going to go two.
Oh. And I'll go three. If I can't have her for one, I'm not letting you have it for two.
Okay, so Eric has it for three. Do I hear a four? Going once. Going. Is that a four somewhere?
No.
He's just clearing clear his throat.
Okay. 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 So it's Eric for three credits. Going once. Going twice. Sold to Eric for three credits.
Yay.
Wow.
All right.
You thought my thing for Leap was bad.
I will bet you three credits that Snatched will do better than Leap.
Oh, it probably will.
Okay.
Because for some reason people flock to Amy Schumer, but.
Right.
I don't know about that.
Listen, I would never bid more than three, and I probably would have stopped at two. But I think that this will have enough people curious enough to go see it that people will show up, at least for opening week.
Well, you notice I didn't go to four, so.
Yeah. It's also the only movie of note on its opening weekend. There's this and there's that King Arthur movie.
Much rather see King Arthur.
But that's not the point. I'm sure the King Arthur movie's better. I think more people will go see this.
Well, I mean, if her last movie has anything to say about it, Trainwreck, that did $110 million.
Well, see? I'll take that for three credits.
Yeah, we may have just given Eric a big boatload of cash there.
Yeah. All right. Starting to make up for my hardcore Henry days. I bet it makes more than hardcore Henry. All right. Yeah,
Right. I know you guys aren't on autopilot right now, but right now the next movie is going to be The Fate of the Furious.
All right.
Opening April 14th. Soon. So in 3 weeks.
I'll go five.
Okay.
I'm going to go 10.
Wait, I want to know what it's about. What's it about?
This is a superhero team whose superpower is driving cars.
Awesome. So it's like the Pixar Cars movie then, right?
Exactly.
More along the Avengers if they drove cars.
Ah.
And they had big guns.
Okay.
And it's about,
I got it now.
Family.
Ah. It is about family, yes.
Who plays the grandpa?
Vin Diesel.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, so it's up to 10 already?
I believe so. Who has it for 10?
I think Mike does.
I do.
Mike.
Okay. Is there 11?
Chris will go 11.
Right. Just say there's got to be an 11. I was going to say, yeah. He's going to do pretty well.
Obviously, there is. It's just who's going to. I'll go 12.
Okay. Eric has it for 12 so far.
I'll go 15.
Ooh. Mike with 15.
I'll go 16.
16 from Lou. It stars Charlize Theron, Dwayne Johnson, Kurt Russell. It's PG-13. Lou has it right now.
And how much is it going for right now?
Lou, you have it for 13, you said? Or?
Oh, I upped whatever the last bid was by one, so.
Yes, 13.
I'll go 14.
And I'll go 15.
I'll go 16.
20.
Ooh, the long pants are coming out.
Someone has some drive.
Yeah, we're getting in gear now. I'll leave the bad puns to Joel. Okay.
Horrible.
Wow.
So... shifting into turbo.
And crash and burn. Right. Mike has it for 20 right now.
Not a lot else out at the time.
Go 21.
What did the previous one do?
330. 353 was Furious 7. Fast and Furious 6 was 238.
And what are we at right now, Chris, for 30?
For 30. No, 21. I know the Jonah's getting a bit tired, but oh well.
I'll go 22.
Eric with 22 as a bid. You were here at 23.
Twenty-five.
Oh, Mike.
Now, Mike still has all 100 credits.
I was going to say, I'm a little nervous of Mike with $100 in his pocket there.
And if we don't let him win something, then he's going to come back with like the other big movies, and he's going to sweep them all out from underneath us.
I'll go 26.
Okay, Chris bids 26.
And I'll go 27.
Okay, Mike is bid 27. Credits. Going once.
What do we have left?
Mike with 27. Is Mike going to be fated to win this movie? With 27 credits. Going once. Going twice.
I'll be furious if I don't get it. So
I'll go 28.
28. No.
I'll go up to 30.
Oh. Mike with 30 credits has a bid.
How high do I want to go on this one?
This is intense.
No, it's in cars.
There could be tents in the movie, too. You don't know that.
You're right, I don't.
Oh, man. There's a bunch of other tent poles, but they're all big gambles. That's what's rough about this season. And the only two that were like pretty much guaranteed to do well to some extent have already been taken. So.
Chris, I'll give you a high five right there. You and me, buddy.
Yeah.
Don't brag yet. All Chris, right.
Chris, I'm doing a virtual fist bump.
Mike for 30.
Come on, Eric.
No, I think I'm going to sit this
Make him
out.
Sweat for it, Joel.
Come on, you're 35. You know you want it.
No, I think 30 is a good number to rest on. I'm going to hit the brakes.
The bid is to Mike. He has it for 30 credits, going once, going twice. Sold to Mike for 30 credits.
There we go.
All right.
I think that's a steal.
I almost jumped in there at the end. I almost did.
If you think it's a steal, why didn't you take it?
Because I only have 40-some left.
It's going to do well. I mean, whether it does...
It is.
Whether it does really well or not, I don't know. I mean...
I don't think it'll do the same as the last one, because I think a lot of that was Paul Walker.
I think so, too, yeah.
These movies constantly make money.
The one before it did 238, though.
I think that the whole storyline with Dom changing sides, even though it's a little bit predictable, I think that'll get people into the theaters.
Oh, I think it'll do well. I mean, I think it's doing over two.
I didn't want to give up too much more on the other films coming up.
I'm just glad Mike did something so we got some money out of him. I don't like the big war chest he still had sitting there.
So what's up next?
So the next one is right out of mythology from old Britain. It is King Arthur, Legend of the Sword.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Captain Underpants.
No, that's not it.
Okay.
I thought you were going to say Smurfs.
Robbed of his birthright, Arthur comes up the hard way in the back alleys of the city. But once he pulls the sword from the stone, he is forced to...
Oh, that's the actual description.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were just like making crap up. Back alleys of the city. This is the actual... Wow, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. I'm sorry.
The tagline is, from nothing comes a king. So who's going to rock this?
The back alleys of...
Bum, bum.
This isn't in New York, right? This is... Okay.
So last King Arthur movie didn't do too hot.
No, and this one's very fantasy oriented.
This one's directed by Guy Ritchie. Yeah. Oh, it's got Hermione in it.
She's another
no,
movie?
It doesn't.
Yeah, it does. She Hermione doesn't. Corfield. She plays Siren. Oh, you thought I meant Emma Watson. Yeah, I see. So it's got Jude Law. It's got
Eric
Bana.
How long have you been sitting on that joke?
I just pulled it up on IMDb right now. I still don't know anything about this. It's got Jimon Hounsou.
Who?
Yeah. The guy that was, didn't he play in Guardians of the Galaxy as the bounty hunter guy?
Who?
Never mind.
It stars a guy from Sons of Anarchy.
Who?
Charlie Hannon. Okay.
Oh, I okay.
Right. So
I will bid one.
Wait. I thought didn't Chris bid one already?
I did.
Oh, hey, Chris, you punk! I'll bid two. Okay.
Well, what a legendary bid!
I want to keep the train rolling and go three.
Five.
Wow.
Mike has it for five right now.
You think this will do better than the Amy Schumer film?
Absolutely. I don't know if you guys caught her last comedy special, but it's not too hot.
Well, yeah, but a lot of comedy specials aren't too hot. I don't know if you caught the last King Arthur movie, but it too was not too hot.
It didn't do that hot. Yeah, the last King Arthur movie did.
To be fair, it also wasn't very good.
Well, right.
I mean, it had Keira Knightley in it.
Who played the female lead?
That movie, but I was a kid at the time.
What are we on?
Five for Mike. Come on. Who's going to outbid Sir Mike right now?
Captain, not Sir.
Do we hear it?
I don't hear anything.
Mike has five crits. Going once.
Come on, guys. This might be one of the last movies you can bid on.
Six. Six from Chris.
Because it's still nice and low.
Nice round number. It's not like a round table. Come on. Six.
Wow.
Come on, this is not sorcery, guys. Is someone going to outbid Chris?
Not for $6.
Not I.
Okay, so Chris has it for six credits right now. Going once. Going twice. Sold to Chris. Oh, wait, Mike has it.
Oh, I don't know if he got ink fast enough.
What did he come in at?
Seven.
He came in at seven, but it sounded like it was...
No, I'm going to give it to Mike.
Okay, Joel's the moderator.
Except for Joel. He's the guy running the show here.
Yeah, there's, you can always appeal it to someone. I just don't know.
He's the boss. All right.
Okay, so Mike has it for seven. What do you think of that, Chris? Because he's really making you...
I might be out.
It's only really? One more credit.
A credit too far.
You can't get credit from a stone. Right. Mike has it for seven right now.
Still single digits.
Seven is a magical number.
I thought it was three. It's a magic number.
Well, that's because you're old and you still remember the Jailhouse Rock stuff.
No, it was also in... I'm trying to blank now.
Yeah, it's the Trinity. I get that, okay? So, but it's seven is kind of, is the more, witchcraft stuff.
I thought seven was a casino. What, you know, lucky sevens?
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, Ready Player One's what I was thinking of, sorry.
Yeah.
You're getting old. Senility setting in.
Eight's a great number too, Lou. Eight?
Eight?
Yeah, oh, you see, but eight?
See how he roped you in like that? Chris, are you going eight?
I think I'm out.
Okay. So right now, Mike has it for seven credits. Going once. Going twice. Sold to Mike for seven credits.
I don't feel bad about that, but I'm worried that I might later.
No, I think that's fine for him.
Yeah. Hmm. All right. We'll see. We won't have to wait long to see. It's coming out soon.
All right. Moving on. Next one is an animated feature film that's from a long line of successful movies called Despicable Me 3. Balthazar Bratichello, star from the 1980s, hatches a scheme for world domination. Yeah, oh brother.
I'll bid one.
One. One from Eric.
I'll go five.
Chris has bid five.
I'll go 10.
Ooh. Mike has upped it to 10.
I enjoyed two a lot.
Nobody else? That's it?
And
I'll go 11.
Okay, so Chris has raised it to 11. Credits.
I'm spending my money now, so I have to be careful. Mm. But I think 12 is a safe investment.
Excellent, Mike, because world domination is not cheap. So 12 credits to Mike right now. Do we have 13? It's opening June 30th. So do we have...
It's at the end of our draft.
Oh, yeah. It's evil.
It's going up against Amityville.
Oh, well, that does it. It's done then.
Right. Okay, so Mike has it for 12. Going once.
13.
Okay. Lewis bit 13 credits.
I'll go 15.
Woo. Back to Mike with 15 credits.
16.
Do I hear a 17?
I think you do.
We had this conversation, Mike.
Take 17.
You got her. Okay. You just got 17. Lawyered. You got lawyered hard.
Starting to dip into my minion fund.
I don't think you heard that. Yeah.
Okay. Mike has bid 17 credits.
Go 18.
Back to Lou with 18.
Let's see. How many credits do you have left, Lou?
Lou has 42 credits. Mike, you have 63. Mm. You each have two films.
I'll go to 20.
That's pure genius right there. 20 credits to Mike. We have 21.
Why is that pure genius?
Because it's genius. Evil. He's an evil genius. It's from the pun list.
I forgot Joel's reading from a script.
Yeah, it'll be attached as a PDF file to this episode of Random Chatter.
Okay, 20 credits to Mike. Do we hear a 21? Going once? Going twice?
I got 21.
Who was that?
That was Lou.
Lou, okay.
22.
Back to Mike with 22 credits.
I'm at 23. 25.
Ooh. 25. I'll go 30. Last bit is 30 credits from Lou.
I think I'll let Lou have it then.
Okay. Lou with 30 credits, going once. Going twice. Sold to Lou for 30 credits.
Did I concede?
Thank
or
you.
Or did I play Lou?
Thank you.
I was going to go
$368 million, so I think it's a pretty safe bet there.
I was going to go as high as 30. Once Lou hit 30, I'm like,
I was actually tempted to go all in there, so I feel like I got that for bargain.
Well, if I'd known that, can we back it up? I'll go 31.
No, we can't.
Can when we you say the last one, are you talking about Despicable Me 2 or Minions?
No, Despicable Me 2.
Okay.
Yeah, Eric, can you report on who has credits left?
Sure. All right, so going alphabetically, Chris has 40 credits left. He currently has Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 for 57 and Leap for 3. So he has 40 left. I have 72 left. I have Cars 3 for 20, Amityville for 5, and Snatched for 3. Lou has 12 left with 3 films. He has Wonder Woman for 50, Despicable Me for 30, and The Circle for 8. Mike has 63 credits left with 2 films, The Fate of the Furious for 30, and King Arthur for 7. So once again, Chris has 40 left. I have 72. Lou has 12. Mike has 63.
Okay, that's excellent. Let's move on because the next movie is a doozy. It is Free Fire.
What? It's
name of the movie is Free Fire, as in like free gunfire, because it's set in Boston in 1978. A meeting at a deserted warehouse between two gangs turned into a shootout and a game of survival. There's lots of bad Irish accents in the movie if you see the trailer, but more importantly, for Eric at least, this is going to be a special movie for Eric, because one of the actors involved, he was the lead actor for Hardcore Henry.
Charlton Copley.
Yeah.
So that automatically means Eric's going to bid like 35, right?
Eric for 35 going once.
You know, he was really good in...
Sold. Eric, you got yourself a movie.
He was really good in, what was it, District 13?
District 9.
District 9. District 13 was the parkour movie. Okay, District 9. He was good in Powers, the PlayStation Network television series based on a very, very popular comic book series. I will bid 1.
Okay. Eric has one credit. It's not enough to buy a couple of M16s, but it's close enough. Might do Era 2. So this movie's about a bunch of people who's doing an arms trade in a warehouse, and everyone has guns, and they have a disagreement.
And they have bad... How can you have a bad Irish accent with an actor named Cillian Murphy?
I have no idea. Like, but doesn't that just... movie trough will be speaking with an Irish accent. You want me to?
See, that reminded me of...
Who's got credits for this movie? That's brilliant.
Some of the old Beatles footage I've seen.
Faith in Megora.
There you go.
Toy.
They need the Scrooge McDuck.
Offer up 5 shillings.
Dave, 5 shillings.
No, wait a minute. How much? What's the exchange rate on shillings versus?
They use euros nowadays. Just to let you know. Okay. Mm. Okay.
That's a good point. Okay, so we're up to five.
5 credits to Mike.
Hmm.
Come on. What can't like? It's you know. This is a great comedy. Comedy with guns.
What's the funny part? Is it the accents? Or is it that it's in the 70s? Like, it's a comedy?
Yeah, it's kind of like a stylistic Snatch version, like Snatch type, where it's all dialogue-based.
Hmm.
And it plays with the different genres. So there's you have these scenes where they're making fun of other similar type movies.
Yeah, you're not selling me on it. It feels like you're digging the shovel in with each sentence, like as far as you can get that shovel into the ground before you keep digging the hole.
You can always take the shotgun approach.
I kind of want to withdraw my one credit bid now, but even with it being moot. And yet I'm sure it's worth 5, so...
Okay, Mike has this for 5 credits right now. Going once. Going twice. Sold to Mike for 5 euros. I mean, credits.
All right. We'll see how it does. Mike is now at 58.
Eric's still got 72. Look at him sitting there pretty.
Yeah, I'm going to regret that.
Stuck with a lot of money at the end.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
All right, let's transform this, shall we? Next movie is The Transformers, The Last Knight, with no King Arthur.
Here, watch
no
this.
King Arthur? What good is it then?
I'll bid 2 credits.
Wait, Mike, you know it's directed by Michael Bay, right?
Eric's not allowed to bid on this movie.
I thought maybe if I bid high enough, then I would own it, and then I could fix it. Is that not how this works? I mean, I know there's a lot to fix, but...
Right now, Eric has bid 2 credits. Let me just read the description.
Oh, do you have to?
Humans and Transformers are at war.
No,
Optimus Prime is gone. The key of saving our future lies buried in the secrets of the past, in the hidden history of Transformers on Earth.
How is Optimus Prime gone when we see him in the trailer?
That's what I'm thinking.
You know, I would refer you to Mr. Bay. Yeah, you can probably answer your question, Eric.
Oh, he's got a lot to answer for. Oh, boy. Oh, boy, does he have a lot to answer for.
Okay, so right now Eric has the bid for 2 credits. Do we hear 3 credits? There's an echo. Anyone for 3 credits? Anyone?
Go 3 on that.
Oh, Mike has bid 3 credits.
Wow, big spender.
See, now, Eric says he's got a lot to answer for. He does have a lot to answer for because his last, 4 Transformer movies made, combined total of like $19 million. So. No, just kidding.
They made $19 million.
Just kidding. I don't think. He hasn't made a movie with less than $245. So
yeah. Yeah,
that
I'll
was the last one that everybody hated.
I'll go 4.
Oh, nice. Go back to Mike. Mike with 5 credits.
I'm going to jump high here. I'm going to go 7.
Wow, Eric's trying to transform things with 7 credits.
Well, anything you can do, I can do amazingly. So 10.
I'll go 12.
I'll go 12.3.
I had to get a bid in because I only have 12 bucks, so I figured I'd bid 12.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So I'll go 13.
Ooh.
15.
Mike with 15 credits right now?
I'll go 20.
Eric with 20 credits.
See, the original Transformers did 319 million. Revenge of the Fallen did 402. Dark of the Moon did 352 and Age of Extinction did 245.
Well, this is definitely a franchise of diminishing returns.
It's been slacking off, yeah.
It's almost robotic nowadays.
And there probably won't be any more big giant robot balls anymore, so.
Thank good for that.
Yeah. But hey, 245 wouldn't be nothing to sneeze at. I mean, it's not going to do Despicable Me numbers, but, you know, hey.
Right, so the bidding is at 15 with Eric, I believe?
I went 20.
Okay, all right, 20. Well, thank you for being honest, Eric.
It's a steal for 20.
Yeah. I mean, I went 15 is what I meant.
Check the tape. Okay. So Eric has over 20. Do her 21.
You guys aren't going to let Eric have this for 20, are you?
No, I think I'll take it for 21.
Mike, back to Mike with 21.
You guys aren't going to let Mike take this for 21, are you?
You're going to do this for the rest of the draft, aren't you, Lou?
I might. This movie's going to do well. It's going to make bank.
But it's got 400 million. It does have a cap. I mean, it's not. It'll do well, but
it's not going to hit the cap. No.
No, I meant it has a cap in the sense that it's not going to make more than a certain amount. I mean, this is not the height of the franchise.
No, no.
That being said, I'll go 22.
It's got nothing else coming out around it that's going to be competing with it.
Not for a week.
I don't think
it's going to have to be front loaded. I think Despicable Me 3 is going to take a lot of the potential Transformers audience.
I don't think it competes with, though. I don't think it's the same audience.
Little kids and brain dead adults. Yeah, I think that it's got.
Wow. Did you just call me brain dead?
I don't know. Do you like Transformers, the movies by Michael Bay?
I like Despicable Me 3.
Right, Eric has it for 22.
Does he?
Deceptions. Does he? Is he deceiving himself?
Chris might jump in.
Well, you better not.
What's Chris saving his money
for?
Chris
is not going to jump in
for Transformers.
All right, well then, Michael jump in for 23.
What's Chris saving his money for here?
I have an idea.
Yeah, I have two ideas.
I'll go 25.
Right now, Eric has it for 25. Do we hear 26? Anyone? Okay. Eric, with 25 credits, going once.
Mm-hmm. 26!
26! Mike has bid 26 credits.
I'll go 27.
Back to Eric with 27 credits. The future of humanity is at stake. Come on, 27 credits.
That's really a Michael Bay related comment, I hope, right? Not a Transformers related comment.
Okay, Eric has over 27 credits. Going once. Going twice. Sold to Eric for 27 credits.
All right. I hope I will not end up regretting that.
That was probably a goodbye.
I don't know. I don't think I'd go much higher.
For 27, I think it's probably not a bad buy.
Yeah, probably not.
Hey, it's going to do 250 range.
Oh, yeah.
Probably. So that's some good number for you.
All right. We're about, we're about halfway through? A little more than halfway through, I think.
A little more, but we're running out of money, too, so most of these will go pretty quick, I think, or quicker.
12 out of... Yeah, we're just past the halfway point. All right. What's up next?
Okay. Well, shiver me timbers, because it's Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales by Walt Disney Productions, or Pictures.
I'll bet half a credit.
Can't bet half a credit.
No. I'll go one.
I'll go two.
I'll go three.
I'll go 10.
That wasn't the...
I'll go 5.
You can't go... Yeah, Chris. All right, Chris.
Oh. No, right now the captain has it with 10 credits.
Oh, man. So. Chris, go banana.
Right. So you want to know what this movie's about?
No,
but I need you to tell us. No. I mean, I don't want to know.
Okay. The description on IMDb is Captain Jack Sparrow searches for the Trident of Poseidon. That's it.
That's the whole.
Yeah.
See,
I just gonna, you know what you should do? You should watch Justice League coming out in our fall draft, because he's got the Trident there, doesn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, I think he just needs to wait longer.
Yeah. It's all Greek. It's all Greek to me, so.
Oh, God.
I just don't think this franchise has legs anymore. Again, it's got a built-in box office. It's going to make, you know, X million dollars, but it's just, pardon the pun, but it's dead in the water. Like, it's just, yeah, it's not.
It ebbs and flows.
I'll say that I agree with you, Eric, but I think if any of the movies have potential to change that, it's this one. I've heard more positive buzz about this one than the others.
Well, it wouldn't take much.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't see it doing all that well. It's going to make money. Yeah.
Well, I think the built-in box office warrants 11, so I'm going to go 11.
Okay.
12.
Ooh.
Nalu's wrong. I'm out. It would do 11. It can't sustain 12. It's okay. Just that.
I'll take over 12. Go once.
Yo ho, yo ho.
Hold on.
Pirates bid for me. 15.
Right. Current bid is Mike with 15 credits.
All right. So what do we have left here?
So let's see. Curse of the Black Pearl did 305. Dead Man's Chest did 423. At World's Ends did 309. And then On Stranger Tides did 241.
My question is, if Dead Man Tells No Tales, that doesn't sound like a good movie because, you know, they're all dead.
No one's going to talk about it, so word of mouth will be, you know.
Yeah.
What about dead women?
Exactly. Well, maybe the women are still alive. Who knows?
Well, there you go.
They're taking over the world.
Okay, currently we have Lou with 12 credits as a bid.
Mike had
15.
Oh, 15, sorry. Thank you for that. I didn't mean to steal anything from you, really. Okay, so Mike with 15 credits. Is he going to take home the treasure? Going once. Going twice. And Mike has it for 15 credits. What a buccaneer.
Wow, I think that was a steal.
Shiver me timbers.
Yeah, I think that was a steal.
Yeah, I think so too.
I mean, it's definitely worth 15 credits.
Chris didn't go more than 15?
And you guys let him have it.
I got to save my money.
For what?
For stuff. Captain Underpants is still on the table, man.
Yeah.
The movie should have came out like 10 years ago when the books were popular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're just pushing it.
All right.
Let's go maybe in 15.
Mike for 15.
Right. Okay. Let's move on. Let's stick with the water theme because the next movie is a movie called 47 Meters Down. It's looks like it's a US-UK production. I just don't know, meters is like a longer yard, just to put it in metric, okay?
Thank you, Joel.
Anytime.
It's like a yard, but better.
You know, us here in the US, we are metrically challenged, so.
Yeah, this is a horror thriller movie. The trailer isn't out yet, but the description is two sisters while vacationing in Mexico are trapped in a shark cage at the bottom of the ocean with less than an hour of oxygen left, and the great white sharks are circling nearby. It stars Mandy Moore, Claire Holtz, and Matthew Modine. Who wants to open the bidding?
Matthew Modine, wow, I haven't heard that in a long time.
One.
Mike has it for one.
Eric has it for one.
Eric has it for, you know, Eric's quite a shark.
I've been circling this one for a while.
I think this one's circling the drain.
Yeah. Just wait until someone shows a fin. Any other bids?
When's the last time Eric's had a movie?
I feel like
it's been a while.
I think it's been a while. Come on, you guys got to let me have a movie for one. I don't even care what movie it is. Just, I want something for one.
No, that would bite.
Okay. Right now, Eric has this movie, 47 Meters Down, for one credit. And it's a movie about sharks.
Which, I mean, that doesn't help.
Is it being released during Shark Week?
Probably.
Now that would actually, you see, that would be brilliant.
Okay.
All right, so.
Okay. It's PG-13. There's intense, pearl, bloody images, and brief, strong language.
I don't think you can do much more to sell it. I think it's dead in the water.
I can say the trivia that the shark cage and crane were built on a farm in Kent. Wow.
There you go. That,
okay.
That's a selling point.
Okay, so the building is to Eric with one credit. Do you hear two credits? Anyone? Hey, Eric has a...
I'll go two.
Oh, come on. You had to drag it out long enough that people said two just so they weren't falling asleep. That's no fair.
Going once, going twice, and I was afraid just to give it to you without doing that. Like, I can't let Eric move your one credit. There's no way.
Yeah, because Lou just netted in.
Hey, Lou, I'll make you a deal.
Yeah?
If you make sure that I get some movie in this draft for one credit, then I will no longer refer to the beta test of the movie draft as a beta test.
Right. Well, you've got multiple chances to get a movie for a dollar.
Okay.
Right. So Lou has it for two credits. Do we hear the third credit? Right. Lou with two credits, going once. Someone's fishing.
he's chumming.
I mean, I want to let Lou ever have anything.
Yeah.
I think you can have it for two.
Ooh. And I thought, was Mike going to lure him in? Okay.
The problem with this movie is it doesn't have a trailer.
I think the problem with this movie is it has sharks in a cage.
I think the problem with the movie is the entire movie
got a lot of problems.
Is they're under the water in a shark cage with an oxygen tank with an hour of oxygen left in it. And yet the movie's longer than an hour.
How are they going to work that out?
So you've got a long buildup before you get down in the water, and then you've got an hour of just looking at them through scuba masks in a cage. I mean, how do you emote? How do you act? It's just not.
Yeah, but there's a theme to this movie. A theme of the music.
There's drowning. I didn't bid 10 on this movie. We got it for 2. Let's move on. Come on.
The theme of this movie is don't go, you know, in a cage, like a shark cage, when you vacation in Mexico, you stay at the bar.
Well, yeah.
I like Jill's
plan.
There's
a moral to the story.
Okay, Lou with 2 credits, going once. Going twice. So to Lou for 2 credits.
Good luck, Lou.
Hey, 2 credits.
I tell you what, your per credit rating on that one's going to be pretty good.
It should. If it makes $10, it should be pretty good.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, let's get out of this world, shall we? And something that's completely alien right now. Alien Covenant.
Uh-oh.
So this is a big one. Ridley Scott. Scott. It's going to be out in your theaters on May 19th. It stars Michael Fassbender and James Franco and Catherine Waterston. See, Lou is not even going to let me finish the description. Right. Lou, 1 credit.
I'll go 1.
Man, just got to be all rude.
I know.
Right. Do her another bid.
Sounds like no interest. Might as well just call it 1 and give it to me.
I kind of wanted to hear about the rest of the movie.
I'll go 5.
Well,
I'll go 8.
I'll go 10.
I'll go 10.
I already went 10.
11.
Oh, there you go.
I'll go 12.3.
Okay, Eric has it for 12.
42 divided by pi.
All right, that takes Lou out of the bidding.
Right now, the bidding is at with Eric for 12 credits.
I'll go 13.
Okay. Chris with 13.
I'll go 14.
Okay. This is Alien. It's going to be a major box office hit.
I don't know if it'll be major, but...
People, it's gonna do enough, well, I think.
I think it's enough that I want to spend at least 8 on it.
People weren't big fans of Prometheus, so
Prometheus did not have the alien name to it.
That is true.
And this movie looks a lot better than Prometheus.
I don't know. I liked Prometheus.
Yeah, I did too.
All right. So what's it at? I've still got it for 12.
No, I think, Chris, you have a 13, right? Or no?
Okay. I think someone went to 14.
I completely lost track now.
Okay, let's start right there. Right now, Eric has it for 12.
Okay. Then I'll take it for 13.
Okay, it's to Mike at 13.
I'll go 15. I'll do 16.
I'll do 17.
So let's see here. What's left? And how much does Mike have?
How much do I have?
You have 43. I have 45. Oh, okay. Chris has 40. So we're all pretty close. And Chris has it right now at what?
Yeah, 17.
17.
And I'll take it for 18.
I'll go 20.
I'll go to 19.
I'll go to 20.
No, I already went to 20, you goofballs. Okay. Man, what kind of Mickey Mouse outfit are we running around here?
I'll go 10.
Okay. I don't want to leave Lou out.
Right. Eric currently has it for 20 credits.
Then I'll have to take it from him for 21.
Ooh. Now, the interesting thing about this is, you know, the other Alien movies came out so long ago, they didn't do much in the box office. Prometheus did 126, but the rest of the movies were all under 100.
Yeah, but I mean, look when they came out.
No, no, I'm just saying. I mean, I think this is going to do really well.
Mm-hmm.
But the most recent Alien movie with Alien in the title, excluding the Alien Predator movies, was Alien Resurrection. Only did $47 million.
Well, that's because it sucked.
Well, yeah, I know. Some people liked it though.
Yeah, well, some people decided Michael Bay should be put in charge of the Transformers.
Wow. So currently it's Mike with 21 credits.
I'll go 22.
Okay. Do I hear a 23?
I'll go 23.
Okay.
I'll go 25.
Right now, Eric, with 25 credits.
There's not much big after this.
This is one of the very few science fiction movies in this movie draft. Is this real science fiction?
Yeah, not like crappy science fiction like Transformers.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
25.
Yeah, I think I'll let Eric have it for 25.
Right.
All right, so Chris.
Okay, Eric has it for 25, going once.
26.
Right, Chris has bid 26 credits.
Let's see here.
Remember, Eric, you have more credits than Mike does.
What are you see, now you're just trying to get me to overbid is what it is. Right? You're just trolling
me. I'm just
me.
Saying that you have the power here.
Yeah, that really wants the movie and telling you to wait because you have the upper hand on Mike right now. There isn't a movie that anyone can take away from you, Eric. If you want it, you can.
Yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy is gone, dude.
No, the ones that are left.
I don't care about the ones that are left. They suck.
And that's Baywatch.
I'm on the Mummy.
Oh, well, yeah.
Smurfs.
Yeah, I could get to stare at Zac Efron's abs for 2 hours. That is.
I mean, who wouldn't want to?
Right, I know.
They're amazing.
They are pretty amazing. They truly are. I'm going to go 27.
He's got more abs than all of us combined, so.
Pretty much, yeah.
I have abs. You're just hidden.
Yes. You protected it with layer upon layer of insulation.
You have a keg.
No, I have a protective covering over my six-pack abs.
27.
Eric with 27.
I'm going to go ahead and do 28.
Okay, back to Chris with 28 credits.
All right, now let's look at things here.
Eric, I think you should let him take it, and then you and I can have a battle of wits towards the end.
Yeah, there's just not much left for...
I mean...
There's Smurfs, Baywatch, Wimpy Kid.
We still have the Mummy.
Mummy, Captain Underpants. Yeah, but you and I are going to throw down on the Mummy. I mean, we both know it.
Baywatch is coming out around my birthday, so...
Captain Underpants, the Smurfs.
This All Eyes on Me.
That's right. Rough Night. There's a lot left.
All right, and what do we have? 40, 45, and 43.
The current bidding is Chris has it with 28 credits.
With 28 credits. So that would leave him with 12.
I think this is the best movie out of what's left.
I know, I'm trying to predict what the bidding war is going to be like for what's left, because... boy. Do you go all out on Alien and put all your eggs basically in one basket? Or... Because I'm not sure it's worth much more than 28. I mean, I know the movie is probably going to be, I just don't know that it's going to perform.
Well, the other thing is, do you do that and leave, you know, bullets left in your holster that you haven't shot?
You know what? I'm going to, what is it at? 27 right now or 28?
28 credits for Chris right now.
I'll go 29.
Okay. Eric has it for 29. Do we hear 30?
Because I think Chris will keep going and I'll just troll him right out of the block.
Okay. Eric with 29 credits for Alien Covenant. Going once. Going twice.
I'll go 30.
Chris, last minute bid for 30 credits for Alien. Chris, go ahead once. Going twice. So to Chris for 30 credits.
I'm going to regret that. I don't know. 30 seems high on one end, but on the other end, I'm not sure that I shouldn't have kept going. All right, so Chris and Lou both have...
I'll tell you that I would have kept going until my 40.
I know. I know you would have. I was, I mean, because what else are you going to do, basically? I mean, you're just going to clean up the scraps otherwise, because you can't really outbid anybody on anything else. So, and yet, I didn't want to push too far, and then I would be out. So, and I don't think it would have been worth 40. So, I don't know. It's going to be really hard to tell, because it's another one of those things where are people still kind of...
I think people are going to come back that one because they didn't like Prometheus as well as, you know, everybody wanted to. This one has aliens in the title and aliens in the trailer. So
yeah, and there's also not a lot opening around it. On the flip side, it's R-rated, which means it's not going to do quite as well at the box office as some other options. And yet, I don't know. I'm hoping that Well, either way, Chris would have gone up to 40, and I wouldn't have spent 40. I would have probably stopped at 35, so. All right.
Okay, what's up?
Okay, we have 8 movies left. Next one is Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Long Haul, opening May 19th. It's a comedy in the vein of the Vacation type series, but it's not related to that franchise. It stars Alicia Silverstone and Tom Everett Scott. The summary is, let me pop it up here. Greg convinces his family to take a road trip to attend his great-grandmother's 90th birthday as a cover for what he really wants, to attend a nearby gamer convention. Unsurprisingly, things do not go according to plan, and the family antics ensue. This is classic comedy stuff.
I'll bid one.
God. And it's based on a children's book series.
Yes.
Yes.
Things you learn. Right.
Isn't it like, I think this is like the third installment, maybe?
Fourth?
Okay.
I'll go two.
You just couldn't let me have something for one.
Oh, I didn't even realize you bid on that. I thought it was somebody else. Sorry. I wasn't even thinking that for you, truthfully. I just figured this is worth a few credits.
All right, don't be a wimp, guys. 2 credits? Go for the long haul.
Nah, 3.
Okay, Mike has it for 3. Do I hear a 4? Right, it's with Mike for 3 credits. Going once. Going twice. So to Mike for 3 credits.
I think he overbid.
Yeah, me too, actually. Okay.
Last ones, let's see. Yeah, 49 million, 52 million, 64 million.
Yeah.
So it's on the uptick.
No, I think he was reading in reverse order.
Yeah,
the original was the 64 million.
Oh, okay.
64, yeah, 52, 49. So yeah, at that rate, this one will make about 35 to 37.
Right. Let's move on, because this is turning into a very rough night, which is the name of our next film, Rough Night. It's kind of like a Weekend at Bernie's, but it's in Vegas, and it's women who, says like a male stripper ends up dead, and then, oh, actually, it's not Vegas, it's Miami, at a Miami beach house during a bachelorette party, and then hilarity ensues. It stars Scarlett Johansson, Kate McKinnon, and Zoe Kravitz. Who's going to bid first?
I'll go a dollar.
Okay.
See, I'll buy that for a dollar. I'll go two.
Okay. Eric has a two. Credits? You will hear a three. Currently with Eric with two credits being bid.
I'll go three.
Okay. Lou has bid three credits for this Rough Night movie.
Mm. And he's got 10 left. Yeah, let's clear Lou off the table here. I'll go four.
Okay, Eric has four. Okay, this movie has stars Scarlett Johansson, and she's not playing a superhero. Four credits to Eric.
I'll go five.
Back to Lou with five credits. Five credits to Lou. Going once. Going twice.
And what's he got? He's got 10. Nah, I'll let him have it.
So to Lou for five credits. Good job, Lou.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Another one I think I'll regret not bidding higher later. All right, so quick recap. Lou has five credits left. He has one, two, three, four, five films. Mike has five films and has 40 credits left. I have four films with 45 credits left. Chris has three films and 10 credits left. And there are one, two, three, four, five, six films left to bid upon. All right. Somebody's drinking something. You're not sharing with the rest of the group. There are rules against that. Oh.
Somebody just cock a gun? What was that? I'm sorry, you can have it for a dollar. Jeez.
No. I need some mix for my tequila.
Ah.
Okay, moving on.
I bid $1. Oh, wait, what do we? Okay, go ahead.
Hey, hold your horses, Papa Smurf, because the next movie is Smurfs, The Lost Village. And the description goes, this fully animated, all-new take on the Smurfs, a mysterious map sets Smurfette and her friends, Brainy, Clumsy, and Hefty, an exciting race to the Forbidden Forest, leading to the discovery of the biggest secret in Smurf history. So it's a historical film, documentary.
I like the description better when you accidentally said mistress instead of mysterious. I think it would sell better.
Well, there is only the one female Smurf, so I don't know.
Well, maybe that's, you know, has to do with the reveal of the secret at the end of the film.
Oh, the show just got dark.
So how do they make baby? Oh, forget.
The show just got dark.
You know, that for the record, that was covered in Donnie Darko. And the writers from Donnie Darko actually submitted that section of the script to the guy who made the Smurfs, and he wrote back and said, yeah, that's exactly how it works. So that's actual canon.
Oh, God. Right. Okay. Lou has it for one credit.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to let him. If he won't let me. No. Okay. So two. I don't even. Two. What are we bidding on again?
Because it's full bid. Okay. Yeah. Right. It's Smurfs.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. Yeah, two.
Nobody whatever. Should get a movie for a dollar.
No.
Okay. Eric has it for two credits. Smurfs, The Lost Village.
I'll go three.
Back to Lou for three. Three credits to Lou.
Can we do a summary of the last few Smurf movies?
Sure. Give me a second here.
Yeah, Smurfs did 142. Smurfs 2 did 71. And it's the only track record we have.
Smurfs and the Magic Flute did 11.
That wasn't really a movie.
That was in 1983.
It was some direct-to-DVD thing back from 83, so that doesn't really count.
No, 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 no. That was theatrical.
That was theatrical?
It opened in 432 theaters.
Wow.
Yep. Made $1.1 million opening weekend.
It didn't do anything internationally. Okay.
So was it Lou has it for three right now? Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just to let you guys know, Papa Smurf is voiced by Manny Patinkin from, well, The Princess Bride and Homeland.
Oh, Manny Patinkin. Yeah.
Nice. Lou, you should go four.
No, I'm comfortable with three, thanks.
I don't know.
Okay, Lou has it for three credits. Go on once. Yeah, don't come up short on this one, okay? Going twice.
You'll be blue.
Going three times. Going four times. Okay, so to Lou.
Thank you, guys.
Lou has it. Okay. Right. Okay. Moving on. Our next movie is It Comes at Night, which is a horror thriller type. It's made in Canada, believe it or not, according to IMDb. And the description of this movie is, secure within a desolate home as an unnatural threat terrorizes the world, a man has to establish a tenuous domestic order with his wife and son. But this will be put to the test when a desperate young family arrives seeking a refuge. Yeah, it doesn't actually define what's the unnatural threat that's terrorizing the world, but I'm sure it's something bad and evil. It stars a bunch of people I don't recognize besides the main star, which is Joel Edgerton, the Australian. Do I hear any bids?
I bet dollar.
I was going to say, I bet you Lou's going to bid either one or two.
Right.
No, I'll go two. Just why not? I'll go all in.
It comes at night. Two credits for Lou. Do we hear? Three. Three credits.
What is Chris holding out for? He's got 10 credits, so like he can't
hold down for Baywatch.
I could see that not going for more than 10. Okay. Yeah.
You know what? I'll go ahead and up Lou one.
Okay, so Chris has it for three credits right now.
Jerk. I wanted to spend all my money.
Wow. Three credits for Chris. There's looks like there's a picture of a wolf on the poster.
Oh, then I'll go. Oh, we already bid three. Five. Never mind.
I'm gonna put my own money in. I'll go six.
Yeah, they need a trailer or something.
There's a trailer for it.
There's a trailer. It's a typical horror thing.
Okay, I didn't see the trailer.
Horror movies have done pretty well recently.
Right. Okay, Chris has it for three. Going once. Going twice. So to Chris, it comes up at night, I should say. It comes at night. 3 credits.
All right.
Chris McGuffin.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Chris, that was a goodbye. I think you're all set.
Yeah, after that movie, I think we all need a break right now. So let's deal with Baywatch.
Two.
No,
ten.
You can't bid 10, Chris. You've only got 7 left.
Well, that's why he didn't.
That was Mike. That was me.
Oh, I thought that was Chris. Okay.
So Mike has a pretend so far. Baywatch.
This is what I was holding out for.
Really?
Hey, there's a lot of buzz going around this movie with
yeah, it does Dwayne look pretty funny.
Rock Johnson.
Yep.
And plus Mike's swimming in it anyways.
All right, so it's down to Mike and me really on this one then, right?
Yeah, so Mike just bid 10 credits. It's rated R. It's a comedy. I wonder why it has an R rating for.
Probably
language. So what is left here besides this? We have
Baywatch, Captain Underpants, The Mummy, and All Eyes on Me.
Okay, so The Mummy is going to do pretty well. All Eyes on Me is probably going to do well.
I don't think it will.
I don't know.
Let's finish up Baywatch.
Yeah, Mike has it for 10 credits.
$10 for Mike.
Going once. Going twice.
And he's got 40 left, so I put him at 30, move 45.
Joel, call it. Call it, Joel.
And it's Mike has won the bid for 10 credits for Baywatch.
All
How does that make you feel, Mike?
Makes me feel on top of the world. I've now taken that weekend with Baywatch and Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes, that's true.
Okay.
All right.
Moving on. The next film is quite interesting. It's the biopic on Tupac Shakur. Am I saying it right?
Tupac Shakur.
Yeah. I know this movie has a bit of a bad rap to it, but it looks okay. Okay, Lou has it for 2 credits so far. Do we hear it? 3 credits, anyone?
For 3.
Okay, Chris for 3.
I'll go 4.
He says, Eric, you might as well go 4. There's nothing that anybody can outbid you on, even if you go 4 after that.
Currently, bid is 4 credits from Eric. Going once.
I'll go 5.
Back to Chris with 5 credits.
Because at this point, you might as well go 7 because you're not going to get The Mummy.
You're not going to get the other for 2.
For 7.
Okay, that's good. I will do 7.
You know, if they're going to outbid you, might as well push them up higher. Might as well make it hurt.
Hey, no more comments from the peanut gallery. When I want your opinion, I'll give it to you.
Yeah, that's music to Chris's ears. Okay.
All right, so Chris has it for 7 right now?
That's right.
Just think, do you want to potentially lose some credits for the next couple of movies?
Ooh, Chris is getting vocal right now.
Waste it on something like this, do you?
Well, you know, I mean, Eric can take it for 8 and still have enough money to buy one of the 2 movies outright if he wants it.
Yeah, but Eric could also, depending on what Mike does, win their other 2. If he doesn't bid on this one.
I haven't yet. So.
Well, there's what? There's 3 movies left, including this one. Eric couldn't get more than 2 of them.
Yeah. Correct.
He could take this for 8, and still enough money to buy whatever movie he, whichever one of those two he wants is his.
Okay. So flat out, it comes down to this. Here's how this works. It depends on the order of the next two films, and Joel can't tell us. If The Mummy comes up first, then I can... No, if Captain Underpants comes up first, then depending on what Mike is willing to do for Captain Underpants, I could take both of them. If The Mummy comes up first, Mike will push me all the way up to 30 credits for The Mummy, yeah, leaving me with 15, which means he's going to walk away with Captain Underpants. Yep. And then Chris would have all eyes on me, so I can really only solidly take one more film. I could outbid Chris here for 8. I would still have enough to guarantee that I could have which of the other two films I wanted, and Mike would end up with whatever's left.
Right. If you don't take this and let Chris have it,
then I end up with one film.
One more movie instead of two.
Right.
You could take this and definitely one more. If you let Chris have this, you may not get two of those movies.
And either way, assuming Mike has no interest in this at all and does not then jump into the bidding, which he may still do, then Mike will end up with one of the remaining films no matter what.
I am the wild card.
Right.
He is, yeah.
He is quite wild.
I would not trust Mike. He might be a little fishy.
He might. He might jump in here and start snagging this.
Fishy. Now, see, that joke would have worked when we were back doing 47 meters down, Chris, but that doesn't... Leave the puns to Joel.
Well, someone's gonna be the old style gangster here, so.
Now see that, see Chris, that's how you do it. I'll go 8.
Ooh. Okay. Right. So the current building.
Interesting.
All eyes on Mike. Okay.
But I won't be making it interesting this time around.
All right.
Okay, going once. Eric has it for 8. Going once. Going twice. So to Eric for 8 credits.
I mean, I don't really want it for 8 credits. Listen, the movie might be really good. I don't see people flocking out to the box office to go see this.
Yeah. Actually, it does look like a really good movie for a biopic.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't look bad.
Well, no, I think it's going to be popular, you know, with the rap crowd. You know, people that like the music and stuff are going to definitely flock to that movie.
Sure, but it's still not going to bring in like big level box office. Like, I mean, it's solidly a 5.
But I think that was your best play because you were only going to get one movie if you didn't get that one.
Yeah, no, I was playing the game here. I wasn't really, you know, I would have definitely done 5. There's no way I would have done more than 10. I mean, looking back at Straight Outta Compton, I don't remember what it did in the theaters. Great movie.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we're not talking Wonder Woman, The Mummy, Transformers. You know, it's not a tentpole film. And it doesn't have to be. But, all right, so what's up next? What do we have left?
Okay, the next one is going to be brief. It's
He's straight out of confidence at $161 million. Just saying.
Okay, so I'm going to bid 6.
You said 6 credits?
Yeah.
Okay, so the movie is Captain Underpants. It's an animated movie. It's about two mischievous kids who hypnotize their mean elementary school principal and turn him into a comic book creation. The kind-hearted and elastic-banded Captain Underpants! Current building is Eric with 6 credits. Mike?
I'm going to pass on this one.
Ooh.
Okay, so...
Chris, go 7. You can take it for 7.
You can't win The Mummy, though.
7.
Okay, Chris has it for 7 credits. Going once, going twice.
Because now Eric won't take it for...
Come on, say 8. It, Joel, say it.
Chris has it. 7 credits.
Yeah.
Yay.
Mike, you should have took it, Mike. I mean, I'm glad Chris got it. Chris, I think you made out pretty well there. Because Mike's got no chance of winning the last movie. He should have took that one just to have it.
Oh, well.
I don't know.
All right. The Mummy's right. left. I'll bid 30 credits.
No. So. Oh yeah. Never mind. Never mind.
Yeah. No. Sorry. You're done, Chris.
I thought but, Mike, wait, you're 31. No.
I want to bid two.
No. That's not Scream for Your Mummies, guys. Okay. It's 30 credits to Eric right now.
Yay.
Which means he's got it. There's nobody got bid him.
All right. Eric, it's yours.
All right.
Oh, interesting welcome draft.
Welcome to the Mummy Club. So.
All right. So let's recap here. Chris spent 100 of his 100 credits. No small feat.
Who did that?
You have Leap for 3. You have Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 for 57. You have Alien Covenant for 30. Captain Underpants for 7. And It Comes at Night for 3. And I have to say that the combination of Guardians and Alien is going to make you a strong contender here.
Yeah.
I spent 93 credits. I have Snatched for 3. Amityville for 5, All Eyes on Me for 8, Transformers for 27, Cars 3 for 20, and The Mummy for 30.
And Cars, The Mummy, and Transformers will all do really well.
Yes, but they're not going to be Guardians level, and Alien could go medium or it could go high, and Wonder Woman could go medium and it could go high. And I still think Fate of the Furious is going to do really well. So Lou has, he spent 98 of his credits and has Smurf the Lost Village for 3, The Circle for 8, Wonder Woman for 50, Rough Night for 5, 47 Meters Down for 2, which is, I think, a steal, and Despicable Me for 3, for 30. Mike spent 70 of his credits, but he has The Fate of the Furious for 30, Free Fire for 5, King Arthur for 7, Diary of a Wimpy Kid for 3. He has Baywatch for 10, and he has Pirates of the Caribbean for 15.
I think Baywatch and Pirates are steals.
And I think that when it comes to between that and the fact that he only spent 70 of his 100 credits, I think that on the per credit, box office dollar per credit ranking, I think he might walk away with this.
Not going to say that was my strategy, but I'm going to say that was my strategy.
Smart man. Smart man. All right. So that is the 2017 spring 14th annual quarterly movie draft. It sounds more important that way.
It does.
It does. All right. So I want to thank everybody for participating. Joel, thank you very much for moderating this for us. And congratulations on your win in the winter movie draft.
Yeah, thank you. It was fun. I enjoyed it myself.
Well, we enjoyed having you here moderating this one and not stealing big movies away from us like Rogue One. Mike from the Retro Convo from Ghost Stories. The award-nominated Ghost Stories and the Outer Rim podcast. Thank you for joining us tonight.
No, thank you for having me.
And to Lou and Chris, I don't know. You're like always here, so
wow.
You know, whatever. It's all good.
Hey, and you know, Chris, this proves that I didn't space Mike. So
true.
I'm off the hook. He accused me of spacing the other co-host on the Outer Rim when I filled in last week.
Oh well,
yeah.
I tell you, if you've ever played Old Republic with them, you know.
It was more efficient.
It's not more efficient. It takes you get more experience points for going and disabling the bombs rather than just spacing the entire engineering crew.
The good of the many outweigh the good of the few. Come on.
Okay. All right. Well, that's it for this episode of Random Chatter. Thank you for hanging out with us. If you have any questions or comments or opinions, let us know. But also, we want you to participate. Now that all of the bidding has been done, go to randomchatter.com/moviedraft. And within the next day or two, we will have it set up so that you can email us your submissions for the movie draft. So what's going to happen is you will have 100 credits. Okay, now you're not bidding. You are basically purchasing a pool of films based on what we bid. So, for example, if you want The Circle, because Lou won it for 8, you would have to spend 8 credits, and you would have 92 credits left. And then you could buy Guardians of the Galaxy, but you'd have to pay 57 credits for it, etc. So build up the best pool that you can get for 100 credits, email it to us, and then we will be adding you to the audience players tab on the spreadsheet. Now, last season, we didn't actually get the tab updated because I've been doing a lot of traveling and stuff, but we do have all of the data, and we will be announcing the winners both on the website and on the next episode of Random Chatter. So if you'd like to play along, randomchatter.com/moviedraft. It'll have all the instructions. It'll have the link to send in your email. And it will also have the results of this draft. It'll have the actual spreadsheet that we are all looking at as we're recording this. Let's see. What else do we want to say here? Follow us on Twitter. At Random Chatter is the Twitter handle. I am Eric Blythe. That's E-R-I-K-B-L-Y-T-H-E. Lou, where can we find you on Twitter?
Just my name. It's at Lou Secchi, L-O-U-S-E-C-K-I.
All right. And Chris?
I'm at The Curse of Chris.
All right. And Joel?
It's my first name, Joel, J-O-E-L, _ my last name, which is Welch, which is W-E-L-C-H.
All right. And Mike?
You can follow me on Twitter at It's The Rocketeer. That's I-T-S, The Rocketeer.
All right. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/randomchatternetwork. You can find all of our shows at randomchatter.com. And just a quick reminder, do not forget, if you're listening to this before April 1st, go vote for Ghost Stories at the Star Wars Podcast Awards.
Yes, please.
Please do that. It would be a big help. The music you hear in this podcast is The Perfect Heist by Blue Stolly and the Silliest Sentence Sounds. All trademarks are owned by their respective owners. Please don't sue us. We're poor. That's it. Until next time, take care, everybody.